Jack was asking about Madame Claudine.
No, I wasn't.
Ah, Claudine. Yes, I've seen her.
You have?
I told her about you.
She asked about me?
No. I told her anyway.
Told her what about me?
New Orleans. When you saw that woman, Sofa, you thought she was Claudine.
Sophia, and I wasn't
I told her Sofa's very black, and Claudine, of course, is very white, but Jack, could he tell the difference? No.
Okay, you two, wait a minute.
Claudine said, well, maybe Jack is colorblind.
Did she say that? Really? Look, Sophia, she read my mind. She shapeshifted into Claudine.
I told you were so confused. When you saw me in the French Quarter, you thought I was Sophia pretending to be me. I know why people like hearing your adventures. They're laughing at you, Jack. Well, Claudine is a beautiful woman. Any man would want her. But do you think there is any man who can have her? Poor Jack.
Dominique, Mojo, let's get something straight, huh? I like Claudine, but I don't want her.
Liar.
Mojo, do you have something you want to spit out?
Me? No. I was just chewing and swallowing.
Yes, was that the snicker you just swallowed? Oh, there's another.
So, look, will someone just tell me why is Quebec City such a weird place?
Who said it was weird?
It's historic.
Mojo, isn't every place historic?
Mind if I smoke? No? It's a very pretty city.
Well, yeah, it was.
Isn't that reason enough to be here?
Yeah, right.
Listen, I gotta get to my gig.
Is he really playing in a club called Chez Chassé?
Who knows? Let's go here and play.
Yeah. Can I assume it's another smoky Quebec club?
And what's wrong with Quebec?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You breathe too much, Jack.
Well, it's nice to know you're concerned about my health.
As Jack is strolling back to his hotel, enjoying the night air and the nightlife of this very French city of old Quebec, he's thinking to himself.
Well, there certainly are a lot of restaurants and cafes and bistros in this town. I love these old stone buildings, the Parisian architecture, and these winding stone streets that go up and around and down. Horse-drawn carriages. I feel like I've time-traveled. Now, there's a cute little cafe right on the sidewalk. There's even an empty table. That's very rare. I can't pass this up.
Bonjour. Puis vous aider?
Yeah. Hot chocolate.
Yes. And we have wonderful desserts. Crème brûlée.
Oh, please. Don't tempt me.
Hot chocolate it is.
I wonder if Claudine... Why do I keep thinking of her? Probably because I have this image fixed in my mind of Claudine sitting in a sidewalk cafe in Vieux Montreal. And here I am, in a cafe in Vieux Quebec. Is that mine? Hello?
Bonjour, Jack.
Who is... Is this...
Of course.
How did you get my number?
Dominique.
Oh, right. Dominique.
I am surprised that you are back in Quebec, Jack.
So am I. Will I be able to see you while I'm here?
Do you have your eyes open?
Well, I think so.
Then close them.
Hmm?
Close your eyes, Jack.
All right.
Can you see me?
You mean in my mind?
Of course. Where else?
Okay. I think that's you.
What am I wearing?
Well, you're a little fuzzy.
I'm wearing something fuzzy?
No, I didn't mean that. Wait a minute. Blue. Blue skirt. Blue blouse. All blue.
Even my hair?
I hope not. No, your hair is swept back. And your shoes, they're sandals.
Very good. Where am I?
Well, you're in a cafe.
Describe it to me.
It's much like this one. Small round tables, checkered tablecloth.
Am I seated at a table?
Well, no, you're standing, talking on your cell phone.
And now?
Now you're sitting down.
Am I alone?
I think there's someone else.
A man?
I can't see him, but yes, I think so.
Who is this man?
I have no idea.
Oh, yes, you do.
Well, my guess is he's a friend or a significant other.
He is a friend.
Yeah. Well...
Don't open your eyes.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
Hmm?
Breathe.
Gardenia.
Yes, gardenias.
Is that your perfume?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels as though you're standing right next to me.
I'm not.
I know that.
I'm seated.
It feels real.
Your waiter is coming.
Really?
Don't open your eyes.
Whatever you say.
Your hot chocolat?
Ah, merci.
Aimeriez-vous quelque chose, madame?
Non, rien pour moi, merci.
What? Claudine?
Oh, you opened your eyes.
How did you know I was here?
I saw you.
But I didn't see you.
Of course not. Your eyes were closed.
Were you just walking by? Come on, where were you?
Vieux Montréal.
No, seriously.
Don't hang up your cell phone. Please don't.
Okay.
Dominique told me all about La Nouvelle Orléans.
Yeah, well, whatever she told you, I'm certain she embellished it.
Your friend, was her name really Sofa?
Sophia.
Was she really a shapeshifter?
Well, she could read minds and then become that person.
And you are thinking of me, Jack?
Well, this is the real story. I was walking by a sidewalk cafe. This was in the French Quarter. And I remembered the cafe in Montreal where I first saw you. And, yeah, I thought of you.
And you had a dream about me.
Who told you that?
Dominique.
Well, how did she... Right. Mojo.
And that dream you had about me?
It was more a nightmare than anything.
Oh.
Oh, no. It wasn't you. It was just another one of her tricks. Claudine, you're not ordering anything.
No, I can't.
You can't?
No.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
How long will you be staying here?
Oh, another minute.
No, I mean here in Quebec City.
The same.
You're leaving in another minute?
Yes.
Didn't you just get here?
Yes.
So you just dropped by to say hi and goodbye?
Yes.
Will I see you again?
It's up to you.
Okay. How about dinner tomorrow evening?
I don't think so.
Well, maybe we can meet somewhere and share a soda or something.
Call me.
I don't have your number.
I'll give you my cell phone.
Do you have a pen?
No, not really.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just enter it into my phone.
Wait, Jack, don't.
Well, this'll just take a second. Okay, I'm ready. Claudine. Now, where the heck did she go?
The next day, Jack and Mojo are having their afternoon cappuccinos. Jack is trying to understand last night's strange encounter.
And then she wasn't there.
I looked down at my phone for 2 seconds? And when I looked up...
She told you not to disconnect, but you did.
Mojo, why keep talking to her on the cell phone when she's sitting right across from me?
But was she ever there?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was real. I could even smell her perfume. Gardenias.
She was sitting at your table?
I could reach out and touch her.
Did you?
No.
Why not?
Well, I did sort of try. I tried to touch her hand, but she withdrew it.
How do you know she was there?
Because she was. She was there. She was as real as... Oh, God, it can't be. Not Sophia. Not up here.
I don't think so. I think you'd know.
You're right. It was Claudine.
You know about those holy men in India, Tibet. They can project their images to places and people believe they're really there.
You mean being in two places at the same time?
Some of those holy dudes can be in a lot of places at the same time.
Well, two is enough for me.
Hey, you never got her number.
No. Is this what you were talking about? These crazy things that are happening up here?
Mm-mm. This is new to Mojo.
Is it possible to bilocate by using a cell phone?
This don't sound like your normal bilocation.
Bilocation is normal.
This is some kind of cell location.
Cell location?
You know, talking to someone on the phone and then you're there with them.
Yeah, but you're not real.
If they can see you, that's getting pretty close.
You know, I wonder if I could do it.
But you need her number.
Yeah, she was about to tell me.
And you blew it?
Look, she was... Mojo, you're shaking the table. Will you stop tapping your feet?
I can't help it. I must have some hayseed in my blood.
Yeah, right. Okay, look. I was sitting across the table. I mean, these cafe tables are so small, I had to sit sideways. Otherwise, we'd be rubbing our knees together. And I'm supposed to know that if I hang up the cell phone, she'll vanish?
Now you know.
All right. Tell me this, Mojo. How did those holy dudes do it without cell phones?
You want to know their secret?
Yes, I do.
I think they need to see where it is they're projecting themselves to.
And how did Claudine do it? I never even mentioned the name of that cafe.
Well, you know, there are people who can read your mind.
Don't remind me.